My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry here with our Friday morning message of encouragement and time of prayer. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the Heart of a Child devotional, today's focus is about walking in truth. John writes in both 2 John and 3 John that he has no greater joy than to hear that his children are walking in the truth. And as you read the epistles of John, you discover that most likely the children that he's talking about are believers who have come to know Jesus as a result of his testimony, as a result of the message that the apostles shared with their life and with their words. And and I believe that those of us that have been involved in living out a life of discipleship, we understand that. When our children walk in the truth, whether there are biological children, adopted children, or just others that we have taught and have seen grow up, and to see them years later and discover that they're still walking in the ways that we taught and the truth that we shared. I know for me it's always been a joy when I look back and cross paths with individuals that I taught 25, 30 years ago in some of my early youth ministry days, and to be in places. One of the fun parts about this stay-at-home orders and church buildings being closed is more and more churches are making their online presence known in a greater way. They may have been doing online services. They may not have been. But they're making that known. And so throughout this, I've had the privilege at times to worship with a former youth group student who's leading worship in a church in Michigan now. And to see how he's grown from a junior high student up through a staff member and worship leader, an integral part of God's kingdom. But I believe that the key to that is us walking in the truth so that we have something valid to teach. The devotional I write about the idea that in a culture that seems to thrive on half-truths and deceptions and straight-out lies, walking in the truth can be a very lonely path at times. And yet God calls us as his children to walk that path, to be truthful. And sometimes we're not deliberately untruthful, we just don't have the time or take the time or make the time to discover all the facts. And I believe one of the greatest dangers of social media today is the misinformation. Some being shared deliberately, I imagine, but much of it being shared unintentionally just because it sounds good and it seems to come from reputable sources. And yet, if you dig underneath it, you realize it's not the real truth. We see that, and social media allows individuals to hide behind the falsehoods and the cover stories that they create. And so as we live in this time of COVID-19 pandemic, what does that look like to walk in the truth? Well, perhaps it looks like not sharing that post that backs up our position unless we're able to fully research it. Maybe it looks like having a heart of understanding for what others are going through. Maybe it looks like being more focused on God's word when that was the great question of Pilate as Jesus is on trial, is what is truth? And yet Jesus has already given us that answer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, when we use that as our standard, when we walk in truth, walking in Jesus, then that ought to filter what we say to others, what we post publicly, what we share online, what we share on telephone messages. The other day I was involved in a minor car accident. Had an individual do basically a U-turn from the right-hand lane across in front of me. But when the police officer got there, he tried to say that he was in the lane where my truck was currently sitting and was just turning left. And I said, well, no, that's not quite how it went. I was in this lane. I'm still in this lane. You were over here to the right of me. And you turned left in front of me to do a U-turn. The police officer looked at the damage on my truck and on his van. And he says, that's the story that makes the most sense. That's what the evidence would indicate. Later, I think as he thought through it, the young man came and apologized for what he had done. And I don't know whether he really thinks he's at fault or not. But sometimes we create a scenario in our mind that we convince ourselves is true. And until we look at the evidence, we'll never find real truth. And God says the evidence of Jesus is in the pages of Scripture, but it's also in the lives of those who live by the Spirit. And if walking in truth is those who choose daily to walk by the power of God's Spirit that lives within us. And as we serve our neighbors, as we serve our family, as we serve our co-workers, what does truth look like for you? I think one of the dangers of a culture that has been led to believe that truth is relative, that your truth might be different than my truth, has led us to a time that there's very little standard. If we claim an absolute truth, we're viewed as crazy people. And yet in Christ, we know truth which is absolute, which is unwavering. How we present that, the Bible has a lot to say about. That we share the truth, we present the truth, we live the truth in love. So today, as you walk in the truth of Jesus Christ, it's my prayer that you would live in such a way that people come to know real truth. And that years later from now, you can look back and say with the Apostle John, it gives me no greater joy than to know that my children, to know that those I've had influence in, lives of, it gives me no greater joy than to know that they walk in the truth. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God of truth, a truth that doesn't change, a truth that isn't one thing today and something different tomorrow, but a truth that is Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that you would give each one of us today a spirit of discernment. So much is being spread around through a variety of media means that can't all be truth, at least not all complete truth, because it's often at polar opposites of one another. Father, there are people that are cling tightly to both extreme views on what has caused the COVID-19, what to do about it, and every aspect of life in the midst of this pandemic. So, Father, as your children, may we not get caught up in all of the angry debates, but may we cling to the truth that we find in you. And God, as we live life, may we be mindful about how we present the truth of your word to others. May our words match our actions. And may both our words and our actions match your word. Father, may the things that we say and do be honoring to you. That our words, our truth would have credibility because of its consistency. God, I pray that you would simply wipe this virus from the face of the earth. And I pray, even in the midst of that, that you would be mindful of those who are suffering. And beyond just being mindful, that you would speak to your children, to those of us who wear the name Christian, that we would be mindful of those who are suffering. That we would see and know your heart for the hurting. Father, when John the Baptist was in prison and knowing that his life was soon to end, his concern was whether Jesus really was the one that was supposed to be coming. And I love the answer that Jesus gave to take back to John. It wasn't a theological proof, but it was more of a tell John what's happening. Suffering is being relieved. The blind can see. The lame can walk. Good news is being preached to the poor. And so, Father, as we walk in truth today, may we recognize that that truth is for everyone. And that that truth is good news to the hurting, to the lonely, to the angry, to the fearful, to the impoverished, to the rich, to the joyful, to the comfortable. It's good news to all who would accept it. So, Father, help us to be about that kind of truth in the way we live and walk and talk today. God, as we live in these uncertain times that probably aren't all that much more uncertain than they were 6 months ago, but we're definitely more aware of how uncertain they are. May we firmly place our hope in Jesus. And God, as we have opportunity, may we share that hope with others. Father, I pray for families that are struggling for a variety of reasons. Families that are struggling financially because of slowdown or loss of work and income. Families that are struggling emotionally because it's just a lot of time together that they're not used to. Families that are struggling spiritually because they're confused as to where you are at in the midst of all of this. And Father, within those families, I pray specifically for the children. That the adults around them would live in such a way that the children would see what it looks like to walk in truth. Father, protect the children from the fears and anxiety that have been placed upon so many shoulders of the adults around them. May we learn daily to cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. And may our experience doing that show our children there is a better way than carrying our burdens by ourselves. And Father, as we live life today in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic, as we look forward to the day that these restrictions that we live under are removed and lifted and the burdens are lightened, I pray that we would not miss the lessons that we ought to be learning. That as we come through this, that we are better representatives of Jesus because of it. That our faith has been refined and strengthened. That our testimony has been increased because of your faithfulness to us in the midst of trying times. Father, I continue to pray for those in our medical facilities, those on our streets, serving through public safety roles, mail and package deliveries, those who are transporting goods and providing services, the store workers who dealing with people that may be satisfied one day and angry the next. It might even not be a day's difference. It might be from one moment to the next. Father, help us as your children to be lights of hope and beacons of peace in the midst of all of those circumstances, of all of those life settings. Father, as we prepare to wrap up another week, for some it has been a fairly normal week, for others it continues to be nothing normal about it. May we look back on this week and consider how we've seen you at work. And may our worship of you each day continually grow and build as we prepare to worship together from wherever we are. Father, may we represent Jesus well. May our life today and whatever we have in front of us and whatever we can do, whatever we will do, may we find ways to lift up Jesus, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning.